Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
All right, Vikings Ventline back after a little bit of a bye week. Last week we had Purple Daily on draft, but Ventline's still rocking here. We're a week away from the Super Bowl, so very excited to talk to a couple guests. I have a family affair here. I got Felipe and Lucas, two brothers, here joining me on Vikings Ventline in just a bit. And of course, Vikings Ventline, a year-round show. We do this during the regular season with Mackie, Judd, and myself, and we try to bring on as many Vikings fans as possible. And then during the off-season, I still like to host an off-season edition with fans to get their thoughts from after the season, the upcoming season, the draft. There's still plenty to talk about. So if this is a show that you have never heard of, or maybe this is a show that you'd like to be a part of, hit me up. It's VikingsVentline@gmail.com. That's VikingsVentline@gmail.com. I kind of compile a bunch of people. So if you've sent me a request or if you want to send me a new request, please do so. For the YouTube audience, it's scrolling across the bottom of the screen. It's VikingsVentline@gmail.com. And of course, shout out to our friends at Quick Trip and Nutrisource. So if you have a friendly pet, you have your dog Vinny like I do over here on my right, you need to make sure he's eating the right food, and our friends at Nutrisource can help him out. Go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com to find a Nutrisource retailer near you, and hit that subscribe button too for daily Vikings entertainment here on Purple Daily. Plenty of fun stuff coming up here. I know the Super Bowl's a week away, but a lot of the conversations we love to have here specifically on Purple Daily kind of take place after the Super Bowl, and then free agency is going to be here in like 5 weeks, so plenty of awesome stuff that we're excited to talk about here on Purple Daily. So if you haven't done so, hit the subscribe button, hit me up for VikingsVentline@gmail.com if you want to get in on an episode. All right, let's get my guys in here. Let's get Felipe, and let's get Lucas, two brothers on Ventline. I think this is the first time this has happened. I think. I'm not certain on that, though.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Excited to have both you guys. And yeah, and Lucas, you're in Texas. Felipe, are you in Indiana? Yep. Is that what you said?
Yep, I'm Indiana, yep.
Okay, very cool. So you guys are Vikings fans, and then Felipe, you were telling me, were you guys both born in Brazil?
No,
family's from Brazil.
Family's from Brazil. He was born in Brazil. I was actually born in Indiana, and then we moved to Minnesota. I was there for a few years, and we moved back to Indiana. So
yeah. Like, okay. Most of our childhood, I would say, is Minnesota. Like, for me, elementary and middle school. For you, elementary and a little bit of middle school. And moved back to Indiana after, but both, I was born but moved as a baby to the U.S. So spent a lot of time in Minnesota.
Okay, awesome. And then you guys, obviously, during your Minnesota time, like, was your dad a Vikings fan, like, previously? Like, how did this come to be?
I would say, so obviously, being like Brazilian, we have like the soccer is the biggest, sport for us. And so we would always watch with him. But just being in school, people wearing Vikings uniforms, we started getting a little interest. And for me, I would say, like, when I started at least becoming a fan was, like, probably the Adrian Peterson MVP season. When it was, I vividly remember, like, the last game of the season where they needed to beat the Packers to make it in. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they won that game. I think they ended up losing the wild card the next week. But that's when I started, like, having some interest, following a little more. And then it really peaked, like, in high school, right as we were moving, because that's the Bridgewater year. with when they missed like the field goal with Blair Walsh. That's when I started really taking interest. But it's kind of just being around the atmosphere, you know, a lot of Vikings fans throughout like middle school, elementary school, the jerseys, and just yeah, it was kind of the city that made us fans. And my dad became a fan probably after us, I would say.
Yeah. I think with me, it was I don't remember as well as you do because I was obviously a little younger the Adrian Peterson year, but like I would hear about him, not necessarily follow him that much. And then obviously the Blair Walsh game happened and everything, and so I remember that one vividly. But I remember like the first season I like actively watched like basically entirely was the Case Keenum year. I remember watching the Minneapolis Miracle with my family, and so that was just a great experience. And then from there, the Vikings fandom kind of kicked off and. I've been following them since. So,
okay. So you guys are like 10 years kind of in, 10, a little more than 10 years or so yeah. in to this being a Vikings fan. So really excited to have you guys on. So I'll start with you here. And Felipe, I'll go to you first. So a lot of the things we like to do after games on Purple Daily is we like to give our hottest Vikings take, Mackie Judd and myself. I like to ask kind of Vikings fans a similar thing here. So Felipe, I'm going to kick it off with you. Give me your hottest Vikings take. This could be coming off the season. This could be coming up for next year. I'd love to hear your hottest take, man. Go for it.
Okay, so this will be a little bit negative. I hope I am wrong, but my hottest Vikings take is that with the current ownership the Vikings have in the Wilfs, they will never win a Super Bowl. I just think that the Wilfs have kind of shown us that they are just unwilling to kind of accept a rebuild, and they're always trying to do this competitive rebuild thing where – you know, re-signing Kirk or trying to get a veteran quarterback. And I feel like that is just a recipe for mediocrity. And so I feel like we're still going to be stuck in these 9-8 seasons, maybe like an 11-6 season if we're lucky, winning one playoff game, possibly making the NFC Championship. But I just don't see a scenario where the Wolves are willing to, you know, kind of trade away some assets to move up in the draft and get that franchise quarterback that can, you know, bring us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean they're a good ownership group where, you know, they're definitely not buffoons. I wouldn't classify them as being in and over their heads by any means, but they're definitely comfortable being in the middle, which is a very, I mean, you guys even in Indiana or in Minnesota, it's a very Midwest thing. You want to fit into a spot. You don't want to cause too much of a ruckus. You don't want to cause a scene. And sometimes though, to take yourself over the top, you do need a little bit more of a personality edge to obviously win a championship, and the Wilfs haven't been able to do that. They've knocked on the door of championship games before, but never really consistently either been in the dance like some of these other powerhouses that have always been in the NFL playoffs the last few years. All right, Lucas, older brother, your turn here. Give me your hottest Vikings take.
Yep, mine's gonna be a little more positive, and it's something that I think will happen. So my hottest take for today is that Kirk Cousins is the problem. And him moving on will lead us to success. The way I see it happening is he will sign with another team. And kind of following with the take, I think in the next season, the Vikings will make the playoffs, probably as a wild card, you know, off the record, but make the playoffs with either a rookie or a bridge quarterback. And Kirk Cousins will not make the playoffs in whatever team he's on. Falcons, Raiders, whatever. So that's my hottest take.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see him maybe move off because it would free up some money and free up a commitment. And then also it's kind of the start of a new era, right? I mean, you guys coming in as Vikings fans, Lucas, I remember that 2012 year with AP, and that was the end of the Christian Ponder era. And then you saw Bridgewater and you've seen Bradford, Keenum. You've had stability with Kirk Cousins for the last 6-7 years, but you guys, even with you guys only being maybe 10 years into this being a Vikings fans, you guys also know that they've never really had their own rookie quarterback that they've been able to draft and cultivate and keep them for a long time. You know, outside of Dante Culpepper or maybe even Tommy Kramer, you can obviously throw into there too. But is it time for them maybe to say goodbye to Kirk, get a rookie quarterback, and see where it goes? Lucas, are you looking at any particular rookie quarterback? Is there one that has caught your eye at all in this like pre-draft process?
Well, like most fans, I do love Jaden Daniels with the mobility aspect, but someone that I think realistically we could get that went to my alma mater here, Michael Penix. Yeah. A little worried about his knees, but I think with my hottest take about making the playoffs and like either a bridge or a rookie quarterback as a starter, I would see it going for a defensive player at that pick 11 right there. But, you know, defense had some problems, maybe defensive lineman. For an edge, probably not quarterback, or cornerback but something along those lines, keep up the line defensively, and then Penix, like trading back into the first round or in our second round pick trying to get Michael Penix. I think he's a pocket passer, has great awareness. And we saw when Kevin O'Connell had Josh Dobbs and didn't really use his feet as much after that first game. He likes the guy, he'll stand in the pocket and will throw it deep. I think Michael Penix can do that and still a little more mobile than Kerb, so I think he could be a good option.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Okay. I like it. Well, how about this, Felipe? Are the Vikings sat out the playoffs this year? They obviously had to go through four different quarterbacks. They were in the playoffs last year. They've been in the playoffs one other time with Kirk Cousins. Do you think the Vikings are tracking to be back in the playoffs for this time next year? Or, I mean, obviously this time next year we're talking Super Bowl, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But are the Vikings trending towards being back in the playoffs in 2024?
This is probably me being a little negative again, but I think I don't see them making the playoffs again. I think you can make an argument that we're not even the second best team in our division right now. I think the Lions are clearly ahead of us. Obviously, as we saw, they literally had the Super Bowl in their hands, and then, or I guess making it to the Super Bowl, and then they threw it away. But and then even the Packers, I think Jordan Love is coming into his own, which is extremely annoying because Packers can't seem to draft a bad quarterback. But and so I think, honestly, I think the Packers are going to outplay us. And hopefully what I'm seeing is a year where, like my brother said, we draft a young quarterback or we have a bridge quarterback. I'm tired of the Kirk journey. And so I think with a younger quarterback, I wouldn't surprise me if we didn't make the playoffs. I don't think it'd be the end of the world. I mean, obviously we get a better draft position. And so I think, you know, in a few years, maybe like not next year, but the year after that, we'll be in a good spot to make a playoff run. But I don't think next year is the year for us, unfortunately.
When you say bridge quarterback too, are you looking at like Ryan Tannehill to like slap with a rookie, or do you want to like them maybe pony up and go get like, I don't think Baker Mayfield will be on their radar, but is there another bridge quarterback that you're looking at that the Vikings should be able to go out and sign?
I think Ryan Tannehill would honestly be a good option. He has some experience. We can still draft a rookie quarterback and they can sit after them. I think following kind of what the Chiefs did, obviously it's not a guarantee that if we draft a quarterback, they'll turn out like Patrick Mahomes, but they obviously drafted him. He sat for a year and then he came in and started. I think that's the best scenario for the Vikings, unless like Kirk is willing to take a cheaper deal that's team friendly for 1 year. And then he can play that year and then obviously leave after that. Obviously, I think I would honestly take Baker, but I think at this point he might be too much money. He did put on quite the performance in the playoffs, and so I'd rather not spend too much money on the quarterback right now. I think it's important that we save some of our cap money, and I think just going for a veteran one-year deal would be the best move for the Vikings.
Okay. Lucas, how about you, man? Do you think the Vikings can get back into the playoffs in 2024?
Yeah, I think so. Based on my hottest take as well, I think the team has, if we don't keep Kirk, which I hope we don't, unless it takes a team-friendly deal, but based on what I've been hearing in Purple Daily and based on just reactions, I do not think he would take a team-friendly deal. I think he's still looking for the money. So assuming that doesn't happen and he leaves, with either a bridge guy, like even like a Gardner Minshew, who almost picked up Colts to the playoffs with worse weapons, maybe a better defense. I'm not sure how the Colts' defense is this year, but I think with a bridge guy like a Tannehill, who can just like sit in the pocket, not throw as many picks as Nick Mullins. We won two games with Josh Dobbs. Our defense is coming on its own. We're not, if we can keep Danielle Hunter, which I think we can if we don't sign Kirk, defense gets bolstered up. We use that first rounder, the 11th overall pick, maybe on, like I said, someone on the defensive side for Brian Flores to continue building his defense out and just, you know, improving game after game. And we bring in like a Gardner Minshew. A Baker's more unrealistic, I would say. But a Gardner Minshew or a Tannehill or even a Brissett who can just not like mess it up like Mullins did sometimes and Dobbs and just maintain a consistent, like, okay performance. and then have a rookie under him just practicing. And if things go wrong, you always put the rookie in and see what happens. But I think we could be in the playoffs next year as like a wild card team if we play our cards right and save our cap space for other players that that aren't Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I actually wonder what they'll do here because Mullins is still under contract, I believe, so you can keep him around. Do they cut him? Do they stick with Josh Dobbs as like a backup? I mean, I don't hate Josh Dobbs, obviously a backup, and Nick Mullins definitely played more than you wanted to as a backup. That's what happens when your quarterback tears his Achilles halfway through the year. But one of those two guys, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they stay. You know, Jaren Hall is just clearly a project. I don't know if they also value him as being a QB2 type of guy. Yes, you'd like to see a rookie take that next step, but he obviously looked pretty raw in the start that he was able to give at the end of the year. So, yeah, they're in general, whether they draft a rookie quarterback or whether they keep Kirk Cousins in general, I wonder who is quarterback two behind them. That could be external. That could be the rookie that they draft maybe early in the draft. But, yeah, I'm interested to see how that whole position group and quarterback room just develops too. So I'm with you guys. It could be Ryan Tannehill. Baker's probably out of their price range, but if they take a rookie quarterback early, I wonder where he'll kind of slide in that pecking order. Yeah. Felipe, do you still trust Kevin O'Connell? I feel like a lot of Vikings fans are out, and obviously, you know, I'm not picking on you, but you've had some negative. You don't like the ownership group, which is totally okay, totally reasonable. Do you have a little bit more questions? Do you still trust Kevin O'Connell as the right head coach of the Vikings?
I think as of now, I would say I still trust him. I know he's made some, or he's had some questionable things happen this past season, like some play calling issues, I think, at times. And some of his clock management has been questionable, but I think it's something that Judd has spoken about, but I think he was hired to identify a quarterback and develop a quarterback. And so until I see him, you know, kind of pick out a guy and that doesn't work out, then I'd probably lose trust in him. I'm not really counting Jaren Hall because he was a late round pick. But, like, if this year we were to trade up and pick, like, Jaden Daniels and maybe he doesn't turn out too hot or, you know, something like that, then I think I'd start losing some trust in KOC. I think his main objective is to find that quarterback, the future of the franchise. And so I still have faith that he can do it. I think he's brought out the best of Kirk recently. These past 2 years, I think they have been some of Kirk's best years. And so I'm really excited to see what he can do with a younger quarterback who's hopefully a little bit more mobile than we've seen with Kirk or like Nick Mullins. And so I think I still do trust him. I think he's built a great culture within the Vikings locker room. He's a good leader. I think the players really like him. And so I think overall he's shown more good stuff than bad stuff. And so I still do trust him. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see him, what he can do with a rookie quarterback too. And I think there's far too many criticisms of him. Obviously, he's not as maybe perfect and polished as everyone thought he was after when you win 13 games in your rookie season as a head coach. I still trust this plan, but I am curious what it looks like with a rookie QB under center instead of maybe opposed to Kirk Cousins, who he's pretty familiar with. Lucas, how about you, man? Are you still all in on KOC? Are you questioning things? Where do you kind of stand with the Vikings head coach?
I loved it, obviously, his first season. I had some question marks this season, but he is still a young head coach, only in his second year. Although I think this is a massive year for him. It's a kind of a prove-it year. You guys mentioned this today, I think, or maybe previously on like the 3 or 4 year contract that he has. I think if he decides, him and Kwesi together decide, you know what, let's run it back, get the boys together, run it back with Kirk, maybe find a way to get Daniil to stay, and just run it back, and he doesn't make the playoffs or make a run, like I would start questioning him a lot more. But, for example, if they decide, as I've been saying, we've been kind of saying the whole time, like moving on from Kirk Cousins and bringing in a rookie, and next year season doesn't go the way I hope, like make the playoffs, it would be okay because it's a rookie. So you got to give him, I'd say, he gets kind of some leeway and even some less questions from me and from the fans, I say, if he takes a rookie. Cause then it's kind of a development project, right?
Yep.
Right now I'm still in on KOC. He seems to have a great captivation of the locker room. I mean, everyone in the media loves like Dan Campbell. He's like kind of the antithesis of him, where it's like the nice version, that locker room guy that everyone loves and wants to play for. So if he can continue to develop that culture, I think I'm in on him right now. This year will be big. If he tries to bring back Kirk, I'll be questioning it unless he somehow makes a Super Bowl run. But if he brings that rookie, I'll be really all in on him. I think he is a great coach.
Yeah, if they give him a rookie, they kind of have a little bit of a, you have extra leeway, And that's what I was telling Mackie and Judd, too, that if you go like 8-9 with Kirk again and you're just kind of flirting with playoffs, or maybe you make the playoffs and you fall on your face again like they did against the Giants, I mean, how much do you put on Kirk? How much do you start kind of questioning the head coach if, again, it's the right leader? So I love what he's been able to build culture-wise. I was a fan of Mike Zimmer. I know things got a little weird at the end, but I liked how he's kind of also be the antithesis, just like both you guys have kind of said about Dan Campbell. But I still trust him. I still trust that he's on the right path here, and this is a very important offseason and very important type of development of him getting a next contract extension if things really go well for the Vikings. Guys, before we wrap up here, Felipe, any last takes, any shout-outs you'd love to give? I know you're on with your brother here too, but any shout-outs, any last takes you'd like to give here on Vikings Event Line?
There was a hot take. It kind of contradicts what I just spoke about with KOC, because obviously I said I trust him, but I was going to say that a hot take would be that I think the Vikings made a mistake in letting Jim Harbaugh leave. And so I think he just wins. I think wherever he's at, he wins games. And so I'm very intrigued to see what he does with the Chargers. They have a great quarterback. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they find some immediate success with him at coach. Obviously I still trust KOC. I'm totally against the fan saying that he should be fired or he's on the hot seat. I think his first 2 years have shown that he's a good coach, but I do think that maybe Jim Harbaugh might have been a better hire. And besides that, I do want to, in terms of shout outs, I want to shout out my brother. I know we're on together, but for just being there, for someone I can talk to about the Vikings, and also for actually bringing me to my first game at US Bank Stadium on my 18th birthday. So that was a great experience, one that I'll never forget. So. Yeah, yeah.
What game did you go see?
It was the Seattle Seahawks game. It was, remember what year it was, oh, yeah. Lucas?
21, I think. 21? It was like the first time the Seahawks came in Minnesota, because we'd always been going to Seattle. And it was like we crushed them, like, I don't know, 24 or 7.
It was a great game. It was a great game.
So. Yeah, it was a butt kicking. That's an awesome 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Lucas, how about you, buddy? Any last takes, any shout-outs you'd love to give?
One of my last takes is that I think – one of my last hot takes is our fan base seems I think half our fan base is a little bit delusional or a little bit insane, because I've been seeing so much on Twitter. Maybe it's just like the minority speaking louder than the majority, but of people saying, no, like $40 million a year for Kirk Cousins is a great deal. $45 million. He's worth that, because Patrick Mahomes is making a little more, so he's close to that. And so I think we really got to, like Mackie says all the time, like if you don't want to blame the quarterback and don't want to blame the quarterback for his performance and say, oh, it's the team's fault. The reason the team isn't as good is because he's taking up so much of the salary cap. I'm appreciative of what he's done the last couple of years. I've had some exciting times with him. That Saints win in New Orleans was amazing. Like a couple of years back, that playoff one was great, but I think it is time to move on. And then in terms of shout out my brother, he's kind of the one that's pushed me to find you guys, like Score North and Purple Daily. And so I listen to you guys every day now because of him. Also, my parents, obviously, from deciding to come to the United States from Brazil and taking a risk in their life, and then choosing Minnesota, which I think I've loved both Minnesota and Indiana, but I have a special place in my heart for Minnesota for all memories. And like a lot of friends of ours are like, why didn't you become an Indianapolis like Pacers fan or Colts fan? We're like Timberwolves and Vikings. Like those are our two big teams, which like also liking the Twins and Wild, but two big teams, Timberwolves and Vikings. And so appreciative of my family and love you guys for all the content you guys post.
Well, appreciate you guys. Thanks. I love having brothers on. I mean, again, if any future brothers want to come on, brothers, actually, I think I once had a brother and then a sister last year, I think on separate shows, as the brother told the sister and then she got on. But yeah, family affair, friends, doesn't matter. Love having everyone here on Vikings Vent Line. So if this is a show you'd like to be a part of, hit me up. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Felipe, Lucas, appreciate you guys. Great stuff. Great takes. Come on, Ventline again, by all means. Appreciate you guys bringing some good ones here. Hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. This is Vikings Ventline, specifically on Purple Daily, and we'll be back on Monday.